No, I don't think it feels automatic. I think you try to approach it, you know, like it's the next kick, and that's really all you're thinking about. You're not thinking about what's happened in the past. So, you know, just been very fortunate, been very blessed to work with a lot of great guys, and, you know, those guys deserve all the credit, not me. Bo and Brett do such a great job, and obviously the guys up front protecting for me, those guys deserve all the credit. So, very, very fortunate to work with those guys.
I always feel like the announcers are going to jinx you because they always bring it up right as you're lining it up. Fortunately, you don't have to hear that and don't have to think about it, right, in that way?
Yeah, like I said, I'm not thinking about anything that's happened in the past. I'm really just trying to focus on that kick at that particular time, and I think that's all you can do. If you start thinking about other things, you know, you'll lose concentration, lose focus, and obviously that's not good when you're kicking a field goal.
You're superstitious anyway? You try to keep things the same when you're out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't say superstitious, but definitely try to stick to my routine and, you know, just try to do what I've been doing. And fortunately, it's been going well so far.
You don't think about it during the moment, but after the fact, kind of cool to see your name next to that?
Yeah, I to be honest with you, I try not to think about it or to talk about it too much. It's one of those things to just try to keep going and getting the next one. And, you know, when it's all said and done, we'll add them up and look at them. But really just trying to help our team win games and make every kick that I can. So
kickers are notorious of sort of the head game sort of thing. Is that part of it, that you can't even allow yourself to think even about the good stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I just really want to focus on the task at hand. You know, I don't want to spend, you know, waste any time thinking about things that have, like I said, things have happened in the past. So just trying to focus on each kick while I'm out there and hopefully just try to keep getting a little bit better each week in practice and, you know, try to keep improving technique, try to keep getting a little bit better and better, and hopefully it'll show on the field.
We think about how Brett's been hitting, how he's been punting.
Yeah, Brett's been awesome, man. He has been unbelievable. You know, it's been really cool to see him do so well, and obviously Bo, Brett, and I are pretty close, and so it's fun to be able to encourage each other and push each other, and, you know, I'm so proud of him because he's been absolutely incredible so far, and I think he's going to keep it going.
You're talking about your routine always being. How long has that specifically been your routine? How many years?
You know, you kind of every year it seems like you'll do something a little bit different.
Really?
Yeah, you kind of learn. That's one of the things I've been I've really enjoyed as I've gotten longer into my career. So I've kind of figured out little things here and there along the way that are different than how I've done it in the past, and you keep on learning, and that's what's fun, is to keep learning and keep trying to get better, and that's what I love. I love that, the pursuit of trying to get better.
Can you kind of shed some insight on what maybe you've tweaked this year?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. A lot of it is just how I'm taking care of my body. I think that's been huge, like what I'm doing in the weight room, what I'm doing with Todd and Coach Watterson. You know, I feel really good, and I feel really healthy, so that's been huge. And then, you know, just kicking schedule, you know, the way that we practice, you know, the way that we work in team periods and in practice, you know, even on Saturday, getting, you know, I'll get Bo and Brett to come out and we'll snap 7 or 8 balls and I'll just kind of chip them through just to see it coming back the day before the game. So little things like that I think are really beneficial, and hopefully it'll keep showing on the field.